Imagine doubling your company's revenue in 6 months, only to realize your top engineering team has, well, completely stopped shipping product.
Just stuck waiting on a single manager's approval.
Exactly. Welcome to your custom-tailored deep dive. Today, our mission is to unpack a really specific, thought-provoking excerpt from a piece titled Scaling Beyond Command: The Leadership Deficit.
Right. We're basically looking into why hypergrowth often breaks a company's ability to actually govern itself.
Yeah, it is a bit like, building a state-of-the-art high-speed train,
Yeah.
but completely forgetting to train enough conductors to actually drive it.
That's a great analogy. And the text makes a crucial distinction right away to ground that idea. It doesn't just point to a generic shortage of middle managers.
Okay.
It explicitly identifies a leadership deficit that is triggered precisely when an organization experiences rapid growth.
So the physical machinery of the business begins to outpace the administrative mind trying to steer it. Okay, let's unpack this. I want to look closely at the exact wording of the title, Scaling Beyond Command, because I actually have to challenge this premise a little bit.
Well, go for it.
Well, the military has scaled to millions of people using strict command and control hierarchies for centuries, right? So why does the text argue that this top-down structure suddenly breaks down in a modern organization?
It really comes down to the fundamental difference between executing a standardized operation and navigating constant ambiguity.
Right.
The military, at least historically, relies on highly standardized protocols where variables are strictly controlled. But if we look at the subtitle of our source, it specifically focuses on modern organizations.
So like a fast-scaling tech startup.
Yeah, exactly. They operate in this shifting, unpredictable landscape.
Oh.
When you apply a rigid command structure there, you don't get order. You just get massive bottlenecks.
Okay, so it isn't that there are suddenly too many new employees to keep track of. It's that the actual style of management is just the wrong tool for the environment. Give me a concrete example. What does that bottleneck actually look like in practice?
Okay, think about a founder who insists on personally signing off on every software expense over $500.
Makes sense early on.
Sure, when the company has 15 employees, reviewing those requests takes maybe 10 minutes a week. But when you scale to 500 employees, that single founder is buried under an avalanche of minor purchasing requests.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So suddenly, a vital engineering project is stalled for 2 weeks, just waiting for a routine cloud server upgrade.
And here's where it gets really interesting, because it basically becomes a mathematical problem, right? As you add employees, the lines of communication don't just go up linearly.
No, they explode exponentially.
Yeah.
So if you have five people on a team, there are 10 possible lines of communication between them.
Okay.
But if you double that team to 10 people, you don't just double the connections, you jump to 45 different lines of communication.
Wait, really? 45?
Yeah, the complexity multiplies much faster than the headcount. A top-down leader physically cannot process the sheer volume of information required to make every decision for 45 intersecting relationships.
That is wild.
So the deficit the text warns about isn't a lack of bodies in corner offices. It's the physical and cognitive limitation of leaders trying to manage a rapidly scaling entity using, well, outdated centralized methods.
So trying to manage that hypergrowth with command and control is sort of like trying to route a modern fiber optic network using an old 1920s switchboard operator.
That's a perfect way to picture it.
The operator's hands just can't move fast enough, and the system crashes.
And when leadership insists on keeping that switchboard, forcing every single decision to flow up to a commander and wait to come back down, the entire organization just stalls.
Because the speed of growth inevitably outpaces that very specific top-down capacity. So if you are managing a team that just doubled in size, you've probably felt this firsthand. You might be working longer hours and feeling completely overwhelmed, assuming the solution is just to hire more people.
Right, but what this means for you is that rapid expansion is a double-edged sword.
Yeah, it might look incredible on a quarterly earnings report, but it inherently strains your existing structure to its breaking point.
And the text ultimately serves as a structural warning. Scaling a business isn't just a matter of growing revenue or throwing more headcount at a problem.
Right.
If your organizational capacity doesn't evolve past a rigid command framework, like if you don't start distributing that decision-making power, a leadership deficit is just inevitable.
Which leaves us with a really fascinating logical extreme to consider.
Let's hear it.
If rapid growth in modern organizations inherently outpaces traditional leadership capacity, will the most successful companies of the future need to be designed to scale entirely without leaders at the top?